Hey, this is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. And you listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 750 AM.
Joining us in the studio today, we have multiple special guests. We're going to talk Little League Baseball here on Drive Time Sports. The Carbon Cal Ripken 10-year-old squad is going to be on their way to Northern California on Monday. And again, you can visit CastleCountryRadio.com and you can get the complete schedule of the squad. They're going to be playing four games. Hopefully, they'll move out of pool play and get into the final tournament where they could win the Pacific Southwest Regional Championship. First off, joining us on the mic, we have manager Shane Henry. Shane, it's always great to get you in here. Seems like this is becoming a tradition this time of the year. You're coming in to talk about a state championship.
It is. These boys play very, very well.
Yeah, they've played well for the last couple of years. And for you guys to win a third consecutive state championship, is that something that you guys kind of seen developing with these kids when they were 7-year-olds? Did you know this would be a special group?
I figured with the talent that the boys had and the dedication that they have put on the field, that they would go far. They have done, like you said, this is their third consecutive straight state title. There was teams down in state that didn't even want to play us because they knew what they've done. There was other teams that fought for their title, and the boys defended it very well.
They say it's always more difficult to win the second, even more difficult to win the third. I talked to Kobe Bryant about that a while back. I'll never forget that interview when we were talking Utah Jazz basketball following a game, and he said it's always more difficult to win the second and then the third. Is that true?
Absolutely, yeah. And then the talent starts to get harder and harder as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, as far as these kids go, how many are still on the squad that were there when they won as 8-year-olds? How many of these kids have kind of carried over?
I have nine of the original kids on this squad that won it this year. So nine of the boys have won it 3 years in a row. Two have, this will be their first year. And one of them is CJ Smuin, and another one is Diego Vega.
I'm sure, you know, with you guys picking All-Stars, kids mature and they start evolving at different times. So, I mean, when you see 9, 10, 11-year-olds, you get a little bit of a different group.
Right, right. And I think what works with this team really well is they've been cohesive. They've stayed together since they were 7 as the same team. We travel in the fall, and this year we did Super League as well as regular league. So we did a lot together, and they played a lot of baseball.
This is, it's like you were mentioning, it's never easy just to win a state championship. It's even more difficult when you go down here to this tournament in California, because you guys are going to be playing a lot of great teams. I know you got the Northern Utah champions going to be in your pool, Hawaii's in the pool, Southern California. So, I mean, yeah. There's a lot of good teams. What experiences have you as a manager taken away from the last 2 years of participating in the regional?
I do like to watch the other coaches and how they coach, and it's neat to watch the boys or the coaches that are on these other teams, how they do manage their teams, some better than others. And I take away something from the field every time I watch another coach, as well as I tell the boys. I want them to watch the boys in their positions and see what they do that they can take away from and learn from. And they do exactly that. They'll study the boys in their positions as I study the coaches on the other team, and we not only grow by playing the game, but by watching the game, if you will,
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. How have the boys changed from that first year to that second year? What were some of the improvements that you seen last year when you guys were at this tournament?
Their dedication. And there's one big D word that we've been working on. What is it, boys?
Discipline.
Okay, and that's discipline at the plate, discipline in the dugout, discipline on the mound, on defense. And so that's one thing that these boys as a team has really been working for, because that is one thing that we see great teams that we can't beat or have not been able to beat are very, very disciplined teams. And so we've been working on that. They got the pitching, the catching, and the fielding and the hitting to stand up to anybody in the state. There's just a couple little aspects that we need to work on.
And patience, discipline of the box, I'm sure, is key when you go to a tournament like this, because you get anxious.
Absolutely. And nervous.
Right, right. Well, Coach, I know you brought a couple of the players along, so let's start talking to them and get their perspective on a state championship and what it's going to be like going to California.
Great.
Stepping up first to the mic, we have Quade Henry. He plays first base and outfield for the 10-year-old Carbon Cal Ripken state champions. Quade, I appreciate you coming in here today. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's talk a little bit about your experience playing Little League Baseball. You play first base and outfield. What's your favorite position?
First.
How come?
Because I just can fill up the balls really cleanly there, and I get to get most of the balls that are thrown to me.
Now, your dad's the manager. Is that more difficult for you, or do you like it?
I like it.
How come?
Because he gets to coach me, and it's always fun when he coaches me.
Yeah, he gets to coach you even when you're not at the field.
Yeah.
He gets to coach you at home, too, right?
Yeah, he coaches me for pretty much every sport.
So is baseball your favorite sport?
Yes.
Who's your favorite team?
The New York Yankees.
Okay, who's your favorite player?
My all-time favorite player is Derek Jeter, and my favorite current player is Mark Teixeira.
Okay, yeah, you can't go wrong with Derek Jeter, definitely. So if you got to play with one, oh, he's got Derek Jeter's number shaved into the side of his head, as a matter of fact. That's cool. You got to love Derek Jeter. He's one of the all-time greats. So if you got to play with any baseball player, it'd be Derek Jeter.
Yes.
I like that. Quade, I do appreciate you coming in today. Congratulations on another state champion, another state championship, I should say, and best of luck when you go to California.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let's bring in Talon Shirley. He plays second base for the Carbon Cal Ripken Champions. Talon, how are you?
Good.
So, you're going back to California?
Yeah.
You excited about that?
Yeah.
This is your second time or third time?
Third.
All right. Talk to me about what is so great about California when you go down there to play in a tournament like this. What's your favorite aspect of it?
It's harder competition than just regular league and winning state.
Now, every time I talk to a parent or somebody that goes down there, they always say that there's a team there that looks like they're about 14 or 15 years old that you guys will have to play against. Are you at all intimidated by those guys?
Yeah.
You're intimidated by them? How do you face that intimidation? What do you do to try to settle down when you step onto the field?
We try harder to defeat the team.
Yeah, you got to try a little bit harder. Now, you play second base.
Yeah.
Do you play any other position?
Sometimes outfield.
Talk to me about second base. What's key at second base? What's your main focus and what's your main job when you're playing there?
It's either field the grounder and get him out or turn a double play.
So do you have pretty good chemistry with your shortstop? Because I know second base and shortstop, you got to work hand in hand, right?
Yep.
So who's your guys' shortstop?
CJ Smuin or Peyton Molinar.
And I think we're going to talk to CJ here in just a minute, but when you, do you guys talk a lot out there on the field together?
Yeah.
Do you? Okay, well, who's your favorite baseball player?
Mike Trout.
Okay, you an Angels fan too?
Yeah.
All right, well, they're not doing too well this year, but Mike Trout's always fun to watch, right? Hey, Talon, thank you for coming in today. Best of luck when you go to California.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we're going to keep moving through a couple of the players that have joined us here today in the studio. We have Riley Davis, who's going to step up to the microphone next. Riley pitches, and he plays outfield. Riley, how are you?
Good.
Good. Now, you've done this a few times as well.
Yeah.
Does it get more and more fun each year?
Yeah.
Let's talk about when you guys won the state championship. I believe you beat South Sevier, if I remember correct, 16-4.
Yep.
You guys go into that game, were you pretty confident? Did you know that you were going to take care of South Sevier quick?
Yeah.
How come?
Because when they're warming up, we're dropping the ball and stuff. And
you could just tell that you guys were a better team.
And we already beat them 20-1.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you guys were definitely, if you look at the bracket, your side of the bracket getting to the championship game was a lot more difficult, it looked like, than the bottom half of the bracket.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, Riley, let's talk a little bit about your personal preference. As far as your favorite baseball player goes, who is it?
Probably Derek Jeter.
Derek Jeter, are you a Yankees fan too?
Yeah.
So with Jeter gone, who's your favorite player now?
Probably Big Poppy or Mike Trischer.
Okay, so, well, yeah. You got a Red Sox in there with a couple of Yankees. That's a little different. Did you watch the All-Star game last night? Do you watch baseball in your spare time?
Yeah.
So what do you do as far as, you know, preparing when you're not at practice, when you're not playing at a game? Do you play baseball year-round?
Yeah.
Is your family big into baseball?
Oh, yeah, I play on 4 different teams. I play on a Moab traveling team and 3 different teams here.
So what's the ultimate goal for you as far as baseball? Like, let's jump 10 years from now. Where do you want your baseball career to go?
Professional.
You want to play in the majors?
Yeah.
Of course. Hey, Riley, thank you for coming in. Best of luck. All right, absolutely. Let's bring in Liam Carlisle. He's going to step up next. How are you?
Good.
I said your name right?
Yeah.
Liam Carlisle. Okay, yeah. Fantastic. You play second base and outfield.
Mm-hmm.
Which of the two do you prefer? You got to pick one of them, second base or outfield. What's your favorite?
Second base.
Although when you go to these tournaments, a lot of kids can hit the ball in the outfield quite a bit, can't they? So you've been on, this is your first championship team, is that right? Second, third. Well, you've been here all 3 years. Yeah. Okay. So talk about it. These guys you've pretty much grown up with now. You kind of have probably the good camaraderie with them.
Yeah.
You think so? So your goal when you go to California, what is it? Do you guys go there with the mindset of you're going to win a regional championship? Or do you go to have fun? Which one is it?
Well, you still try your best, and even if you lose, you lose with a smile on your face.
That's definitely the right attitude. You got
to leave your heart on the field, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to win with class, you got to lose with class, and you got to put your heart into it, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask you the same question I asked these guys. Who's your favorite baseball player?
Alex Rodriguez.
Okay, Yankees, your favorite team?
Mm-hmm.
Got a lot of Yankee fans here in the state of Utah. Liam, thank you for coming in. Best of luck.
You're welcome.
All right, we got one more player. CJ Smielman is going to join us. He pitches and plays shortstop. We were just talking about you a minute ago, CJ. Shortstop's a very important position out there on the field. Do you love playing shortstop?
Yeah, it's really fun. I like turning double plays and stuff like that.
What's your main responsibility as a shortstop?
Just get the out wherever you're supposed to go.
Now, of course, the pitcher always has the ball in his hand. That's one of the reasons I like baseball. The defense always has their ball in hand. It's the only sport where we can say that. But, you know, we talk about Derek Jeter. There's a shortstop. He was kind of the captain on the team. So when you play shortstop, are you kind of like the quarterback out there on the field?
Yeah. Like, you talk a lot. You know, you tell the people where the play is and stuff like that.
Going back to California, now is he a first-timer on this team? First-timer on this team. So you've never got to go to one of these regional tournaments.
Uh-uh.
Are you excited to go to California?
Yeah.
Have you ever been to California?
Going to, like, on a vacation, but nothing like baseball.
Nothing like baseball. You got to go north. You got to go way north for this tournament. What excites you most about going to California?
Just seeing all the good teams play and us play and all the competition that we're going to have to face.
Now, most of these guys had won a state championship already. You, on the other hand, this was your first. What was that like when you guys beat South Sevier and you won the state championship?
It was cool, and, like, it feels like you're actually, like, you earn it.
Mm-hmm. And you guys also got a police escort coming back into town. That was pretty neat, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was really cool.
You have a lot of people line up on the side of the street to welcome you guys back in?
Yeah.
That's cool, yeah. Well, the entire community's definitely rooting for you. CJ, who's your favorite baseball player?
Probably Mike Trout.
That's the reoccurring thing. All AL guys in here. Nobody has given an NL guy any credit. Who's your favorite team?
Probably Angels, yeah.
Because of Mike Trout?
Yeah.
Plus we got the Bees up in Salt Lake, so
yeah,
that works. CJ, thank you for coming in. Best of luck.
Thanks.
All right, let's bring Coach Shane Henry back in as we close this out. Coach, you got a lot of good kids here. They seem like they're learning not only that, they're learning that winning's not the most important thing. I think that's what's important. They each put a lot of emphasis on just having fun and trying their best.
Right, and that's one thing we talk about at every practice is I don't care what the scoreboard says. The coaches and the parents don't care what the scoreboard says, but their parents put out a lot of money and travel a long ways to not watch them be ball babies or not trying their hardest on the field. So our biggest thing is whatever that scoreboard says, as long as you leave your heart out there on the field and you tried you did everything you could do to win, that's all that could be asked of you. And they're learning that. Again, they're still a young team and we're still in the minors. We're not in the majors yet, but they show that their heart is big enough to win games that they should be winning. So,
well, Coach, you guys definitely represent the county well. I definitely appreciate you taking out the time out of your busy day to bring the boys down here so they could get on air and we could talk a little bit about you guys winning the state championship. It's always fun to talk to you, and hopefully we can get you guys back in when you come back from the regional tournament. Hopefully we're talking about a region championship.
Oh, that should be fun. With us being the oldest of the minor leagues, we actually have a World Series if we win this one that we can go on to, which is in Florida. So I don't know that will happen, but we're going to go out and give it our best shot anyway.
They say shoot for the sky, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Coach, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Jordan, thanks for having us in. Any publicity, and these kids want to represent Carbon, and Carbon has done well representing them and helping them out. So
yeah, well, it's my pleasure. They've definitely earned it. Thank you for bringing them down, Coach.
You bet. Thank you.
We're going to pause for just a moment. When we come back, we're going to move over to talk some NFL football. Less than a month away from the first preseason game, the Broncos will travel to Soldier Field to take on the Bears. That'll be on August 11th. We'll talk about that, the Denver Broncos, with beat writer Cameron Wolf from the Denver Post when we come back.